This is KUT. Texas's nursing home and elder care industry got a hard look by a state health panel Thursday. As KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, lawmakers and stakeholders discussed whether state regulators are being tough enough on nursing homes that are out of compliance with state and federal standards.
Georgetown Republican State Senator Charles Schwertner, who chairs the Senate's Health Committee, laid out some stark numbers on how often nursing homes are fined for breaking rules.
If you look at the percentages of violations, of the number of violations, and the number of imposed administrative penalties, for instance, members in nursing facilities, there were 17,647 violations in fiscal year 2015, but the number of imposed administrative penalties was only 40.
40 is a pretty low number, especially since a lot of nursing homes in the state aren't getting high ratings from the federal government. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, more than half of nursing homes in Texas received only one or two stars from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services last year. That's more than any other state. John Weisenbaum is a commissioner for the Texas Department of Aging and Disability Services, or DADS. He says he's trying to strike a balance that allows nursing homes to correct their problems instead of levying harsh penalties all the time.
The most simple way to put it is we try to be tough but fair.
Of course, groups that represent the nursing home industry and groups who represent the folks served by them disagree on whether the scale is tipping one way or the other. Kevin Warren is the president and CEO of the Texas Healthcare Association. His group represents several hundred nursing, rehabilitation, and assisted living facilities in Texas. He argues that the people who run or work in nursing homes feel like they are already overregulated.
When you look at the constant scrutiny in which they feel that they're placed under, because we are, as has been discussed already, long-term care is one of the most heavily regulated industries in the country. And what we've built is we've built a model that is reliant on inspection to improve quality.
What I hear, though, in a lot of the work that DADS is doing is very much carrot-oriented. I think there's a point at which we need to have a conversation about what sticks are out there.
That's Amanda Fredrickson with Texas AARP. She argues the current system could do a better job of protecting the people who are served by these facilities. Fredrickson took particular issue with the state's practice of giving facilities a right to correct for a sweeping range of violations.
And so right now, under Texas law, we're allowing facilities to avoid a penalty for actually imposing actual harm on at least one resident.
State lawmakers are fact-finding ahead of next year's legislative session. Besides regulatory practices, they discussed the state's high turnover rate for staff in nursing facilities. Texas has one of the highest turnover rates in the country. Among the suggestions for addressing that, using higher Medicaid reimbursement rates to pay for caregivers. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.